Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina visited the gym to talk with Maurice, but he told her it was over between them and she threw the engagement ring back at him. Alexis, Denzel and Malachi tried to patch things up with her and Auntie Myrtle, but Catalina insisted that Auntie Myrtle owes her an apology for telling Maurice about her past and left. Right now, it's morning at the Eastmans.
About time for it. Look, I picked some mangoes.
Oh, nice, Danny. Just rested right there. How was your morning swim?
The creek was so cool and nice. I feel so refreshed.
Good.
Uncle Alexander ain't wake up yet?
No. When I peep inside just now, he's still snoring.
Well, you know he gonna wake up soon to eat.
Yes, Alexander likes his food. Fish pepper pot with cassava bread is one of his favorite.
You need some help?
You can help me scrape that pile of cassava there. But eat something first, no?
Okay, Auntie Paulette.
Today is a long day and I got an order to make some farine. So I have to start today.
I tell you, the work is never done, eh?
You know, we women work hard.
Yes, and I respect you for it, Auntie Paulette.
That's how I can support my family.
You know, I want to learn how to make the farine. I never really pay attention.
I'll teach you.
Good.
I have to go to the shop later to buy a few things.
I could go. What do you need?
I got to get milk, some chicken, eggs. And you know your Uncle Alexander like eating the sausages. But don't worry, I gon' go. A little walking is good exercising for me.
And you know Uncle Alexander like to eat everything that fast. But you know he getting older and he putting on more weight. So maybe it's not good for you to be feeding on all of them tin and packet stuff.
Danny, it's okay. It's good to eat something different sometimes, you know. We never used to get these things like long before, you know.
Yeah, but we still got to try.
Okay. Alexander? Wake up! It's time to eat.
Let me check on him. He's sleeping a little too long. He usually already be up by 6. And now it's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Uncle Alexander?
Hey, Danny boy.
Like you mean forget up this morning and come and eat Auntie Paulette make a nice fish pepper pot.
I'm feeling too good, you know. I'm not feeling my best, nephew.
It was done before?
Yes.
How you really feeling?
Feeling really tired. I got this pain in my chest. And it hurting me bad, and
all right.
I'm thirsty.
All right. Now come outside and get some fresh air and drink something. Maybe then you're gonna feel better.
All right. Danny boy, I can't even breathe properly.
Come, let me go outside. Come, let me help you go outside.
Oh, you finally wake up, Alexander?
Yeah, but ain't feeling too well.
Same feelings again?
Worse today.
All right, come and eat. You'll feel better once you eat.
I hope so.
You are right, Uncle Alexander.
I feel like my heart beating fast.
You want some more water?
Yes.
Look. Drink.
Finish eating and go back inside and lie down. You'll have to relax for a few days, you know.
Auntie Paulette, we should take him to the health center. I really don't like how he looks.
I alright, man. Just tired. I can just sleep it up.
No, Uncle Alexander. Let's at least go to the health center to check and see what's going on with you. It's better we act now than wait till it's too late.
You take him, Danny. I want to start my preparation to make the foreign.
Okay. I'm gonna bring around the ATV.
Get a shirt for him, Auntie Paulette.
Alexander?
Paulette?
Alexander? Alexander? Danny, Faldo!
Danny and Paulette, it's good that you brought Uncle Alexander. He's very ill.
Oh gosh, Norsley, it's serious?
Yes.
Please, don't tell me my husband gonna die.
His blood sugar and blood pressures are high. Is he hypertensive or diabetic?
I don't know.
Uncle Alexander never really do medical checkup.
Okay, well, we will have to get him to the Lethem Regional Hospital because this is very serious.
How serious, nurse? How serious, nurse?
With blood sugar so high, he could easily slip into a diabetic coma.
Coma? That's bad news.
Let's move now.
Alexander! Alexander!
Uncle Alexander, we getting your help, right? Everything gonna be okay.
Why he's not responding, nurse? He's in a coma already?
He's just sleeping.
He been feeling well for a long time, but this is the worst.
Okay, we have to move right now. We can't delay anymore.
Mahalo girl, everybody got problems. I wasn't trying to kill myself when I take them tablets. I was just tired. Anyway, the man really wrong to Catalina for just dump she like though. And she too? How she gonna put out Auntie Myrtle? Auntie Myrtle always was a little annoying to me. But the woman look after Catalina since she is small. There's somebody at the door.
It's who?
Open the door, Shelly.
Girl is Ignatius. We can catch up later. Hi, Ignatius.
Shelly! We When last you clean this place for months?
The dishes are not in the mood.
You want me to get somebody to clean up this place for you?
Yeah, it's okay, but thanks.
Anyway, look, I brought you some food.
Thanks.
I want us to talk, but I don't know that I want to sit in this messy house.
Look, I'm clean up, man. Just, you know, I've been through a rough couple of days.
And that is why I came to talk to you. Since you came back from the hospital, we haven't really spoken.
All right, give me a couple of minutes to clear up the couch and we can sit down and talk.
How about you clean up the entire place and I come back when you're done?
Really, Ignatius?
You need to do better than this, Shelley.
All right, I'll clean up.
Good. Call me when you're done and I'll come back.
I can do a business for you. Let me clean up quick and then I know what I can do. Let me see if he could resist me here today.
Shelley, I did not come back here for you to try and seduce me.
Watch how you're sweating, Ignatius. You know you like the lingerie.
Woman, sit down. We need to talk.
Okay.
Shelley, I've been worried about you since you tried to overdose on those pills the other day.
Ignatius, there's no what I was trying to do.
So, that wasn't an attempt to take your own life?
Nope.
And I came and found you passed out on the floor. What do you mean you were not trying to take your own life?
I wasn't. I just wanted your attention.
And you think this is normal behavior?
Well, you know, I haven't the easiest time. I don't want you to go through the divorce, Ignatius.
So you are saying that if the divorce is finalized, you will hurt yourself?
No.
And you're sure about that?
Yes, look, I'm okay.
You are not okay, Shelley. And I think you need to speak with somebody.
If you tell me today that you will not go through the divorce, and we could go to counseling and work things out, everything will be fine with me.
Shelley.
I love you, Ignatius. I don't want to live without you.
We have been over this before.
You could look me in the eyes and tell me that you don't love me anymore, Ignatius.
You know I will always love you, Shelley.
So why? Why is it that men are so unforgiving of women? When we forgive you all chance after chance after chance.
I would be able to move past this if it wasn't my nephew.
I was wrong, okay? I will spend the rest of my life regretting that. But we could move past this.
Look, this is what I think you should do.
I just need a good dose of you and everything will be fine with me.
Shelley, listen.
Yes?
I think you should talk to a therapist.
A therapist?
Yes.
Ignatius, use all the therapy I need.
Your taking those pills is not normal behavior. Even though you said you were not trying to hurt yourself.
I was just sad and stressed.
Okay.
I just miss you so much, Ignatius.
All right, let's make a deal. Maybe I can put a hold on moving forward with the divorce.
Really?
But you have to agree to speak with a therapist.
And then what?
We see where we are.
So does this mean we got a chance?
Let's focus on one thing at a time, Shelley. I will arrange for you to see the therapist.
Thank you, Iggy.
And you have to go. I have been worried about you, and I really don't want anything to happen to you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project. The killing of
another woman. Hello, sister. I'm Val. I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Slaps, shouts, cuffs and kicks, endless licks. I thought I would never get out. This is not what love is about. Love is respect, autonomy, and equality, not emotional, financial, and psychological cruelty. There's no excuse for abuse. Say violence against women no more. Dial 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative. Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down.